Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination through the book of Hebrews, but we're taking a little side trip here into Genesis, because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, I believe it said, that by faith Noah had done some things. And we're looking at what happened in the life of Noah. So we're in the 8th chapter of Genesis. Beginning with verse 13, we looked at these first two verses the last episode, but we'll start there to set the context. It says this, "In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from the face of the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out." So again, as we mentioned in the previous couple of episodes, God has given tremendous amount of detail here as far as the timing, exact years, exact months, exact days. And we see that it was a process, that things were drying out over a period of time. Now, verse 15. "Then God said to Noah, go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you." So they'd been on this ark for a period of time, more than a year, and God is now setting them free. Remember, Noah had sent some doves out to find out what was going on, and a dove and a raven. And they could see the top of the mountains getting dry. They felt when the ark finally settled upon the ground. So there are all these things taking place. But they still had not gone out because God had not told them. So the Lord now tells them, go out from the ark. Verse 17, the Lord continues to speak. "Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So he's saying, bring these animals out that you have, you know, the two by two by two, and let them go. Okay, they're going to swarm the earth. They're going to be fruitful, and they're going to be multiplying. And notice that's an echo of what God told Adam and Eve to do, to be fruitful and to multiply. As a matter of fact, we're going to see in just a moment that he's going to say the same thing to the humans. Verse 18, "So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth went out by families from the ark." So everything came out. Everything survived. Everything lived. Well, how could that be? The hand of the Lord was with him. The Lord provided. Now, last three verses of chapter 8, verse 20. "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Ah, well, that explains some things. Remember when we saw earlier that with the clean animals, they were to take seven pair, I believe is the way that it looked. And we're thinking, why in the world did they need to bring more clean animals than the unclean animals? Well, the reason was to where there would be an opportunity to sacrifice an opportunity to offer a burnt offering unto the Lord. Now, verse 21. "And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart," now this is really interesting, the Lord smells the pleasing aroma. He smells this aroma of an offering unto him from Noah. "And the Lord said in his heart," he's speaking to himself, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. And here's what they say. The balance of verse 21 and verse 22 is the Lord saying in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of man. For the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." A couple of interesting things here, probably more than a couple of interesting things. The Lord has now determined in his heart that he's not going to curse the ground because of man. Okay? He's not going to bring forth another judgment like this, particularly that of a flood, even though the intention of man's heart is evil. And he says this, I'm never going to again strike down every living creature as I've done. Even in the judgment of the wrath of God that you see over in Revelation, that you see in the prophets, he does not destroy every living creature like he did with the flood. And then the last verse is saying, while the earth remains. So does that mean that there will be a time when the earth doesn't remain? Well, we actually see later on in the scripture that there's going to be a time of a new heaven and new earth. It's going to be a time when God redoes things again. But in the meantime, from then, from this time, at the time of Noah and past the flood until what we're experiencing now, there's going to be this, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. This is the verse that gives me reason to think that prior to the flood, there were not seasons in the sense that we know it worldwide, that there wasn't a winter, spring, summer, and fall. He mentions here summer and winter. He also mentions day and night. Was there a day and night before? Yes. Okay. But the cold and the heat and the summer and the winter, things changed in the hydrological cycle, and things changed in a massive way atmospherically and with some other things. There was tremendous difference between before the flood and after the flood. And I think this little verse right here gives us major insight in that and gives us a hint into it. Let me read just the first verse of the next chapter, okay? Let me pull it up here. Chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The same thing that he had said to Adam and Eve, the same thing that he said was going to happen with the animals then. He says, now, go out and do this. We're going to find that Noah was faithful in doing this. What was God doing? God was giving mankind another chance. You see that he does that several times within the scripture, okay? Don't ever think that God will not give you another chance. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode.